Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box,
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh, that's Greg, and that's Connor.
It's true.
And we're back.
We're back with an exciting episode today. Before the episode, there was some behind the scenes stuff. We're not going to reveal it now. You guys have to wait till the end for that.
Yep.
Give it a few seconds. Connor did some hooligan shenanigans out there.
No, he didn't.
No, I love it. A bit.
No. We can't be promoting that, Josh.
You guys will come into the Studio 3, the Press Box Studio, and you guys will see.
I got you guys a gift.
It's a gift, yeah.
It's a gift to the studio.
It was very endearing.
Yes, Dan will probably laugh when he sees it.
We're about to go on Christmas holidays, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to get the. Please, by the way, please don't deface my gift. But I was like, I'm going to get everyone a nice gift, and I put in Studio 3, and you can even see it from Studio.
The newsroom.
The newscast room.
Is it double sided?
Yes, of course. It's double sided.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful picture that I took, quite literally. And yeah, it's for everyone to enjoy. So, yeah. And we're going to, there's actually going to be a special segment at the end of the Press Box today.
Should we reveal what it's going to be, or should we wait until the.
No, wait till the end. Maybe we'll even video it and put it up on the Press Box socials.
We already have some great pictures for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, just stay tuned. It's going to be a great episode.
Press Box socials will be booming this week.
It will.
I think we only have two episodes left.
Three.
We have three.
Yeah.
Three of this?
Yeah, because we have this week, next week, and then we're going to do one the following week, and then that'll be our last one. Because he doesn't leave till the 23rd.
We're good. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Our final week, but it's not actually like the programs.
Yeah.
The 20th.
Yeah. We're going to come in and do it.
Two more after this one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, we have to go out with a bang. So, we got some things in the pipeline.
I was about to rip a joke, but I can't.
Say it, Josh.
Connor knows
what I was going to say because of, what was it, Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday, I absolutely sunned Connor the whole time.
What?
You don't remember the group chat?
Oh, I forgot. I totally forgot.
Yeah, it was probably 2.5 hours of me just roasting.
Yeah, and it was at like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to go to bed.
It was bad.
You were driving.
Yeah, I was, yeah. I had to get out. I had to get out.
I really want to play the video, but they're swearing it.
Yeah. Wait, you saved the video I said?
I'm gonna do it!
That was so funny. I was laughing so hard.
Oh my god. Don't play the video on the Press Box.
So, the NFL this past weekend.
It's right here. There's no sound, though. There's no sound.
Yeah, okay.
I'll play with sound afterwards.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, we're gonna hop into the NFL now after,
Maybe we'll leak the receipts after.
I don't know if that's an idea.
Just post that on the Press Box. Yeah.
The final
post. I'll
post
the group messages.
The final post.
Yeah.
And then we'll delete the account forever so nobody can see it ever again.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, let's get into it here.
Let's get into it, boys. Well, on Thursday night, we had a very fun game between the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots.
Yes, sir.
It was, for me, it was a lot of fun. Humble. Because, yeah, we won 24-10. The Patriots kind of did what they usually do because their offense isn't very good. And they scored 10 points because the Bills didn't really give up anything. And they scored a touchdown in garbage time. So it really was more so like 24-3, but it's okay. But anyway, the game, it definitely wasn't the best game of all time. You know, the Bills didn't play up to their standards, I think. But it didn't really matter because the Patriots are so bad that it just didn't really matter how good the Bills played. But Connor, did you tune into this game?
Yeah, I did. Late, but I did. And it was, I was really there for the
onslaught. It was already foregone at that point, wasn't it?
No, because I was there for the onslaught. And then I was just like,
what was the score when you tuned in? It was probably over, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it wasn't over, but I can't even remember. It was a couple days ago.
You didn't watch it.
I did. I did. I saw Mac Jones get mad on the sidelines.
Okay, yeah.
That was pretty funny. That was the game where he was like, throw the ball. And it's like, Mac, we've seen you throw the ball. You can't throw
it.
To be fair, I'm going to defend him even though I don't want to. It's not really entirely his fault because, you know, his play caller, Matt Patricia, is he doesn't really know what he's doing. He's not even an offensive coordinator. I think his last job before he was a head coach was I think he was a
special teams,
something like that. But it was not offensive, that's for sure. But anyway, he calls a lot of plays where it's run, short pass, and then if you don't get the first down, it's punt. So that's basically his whole offense. It doesn't really work. And I understand Mac's frustration because you know, he doesn't have, like, a terrible arm. Like, he's got decent accuracy. So, when he's just throwing the ball 2 yards a play, like, it's really not his fault. Nothing's open because there's no yards going past 10 yards. So, it's not really entirely his fault. That doesn't mean I didn't enjoy watching it. I'm just saying it's not entirely his fault that
I enjoyed it.
All that happened. Yeah, me too. I'm just saying. Just defending him a little bit.
They haven't gotten way of the way like they kind of did it with Brady. Like Brady was similar, where they'd like run on first, short pass, and then he'd pretty much move the chains every time because he didn't miss.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that was like it's kind of been the Patriots thing for a while where they have a running back who's like usually a power back. They don't really have any like fast guys.
LeGarrette Blount.
Exactly. LeGarrette Blount. They had a lot of like big guys, like big running backs who would just plow for like 4 yards a carry. And then it would just be play action. Brady would just throw like 10 yards. Yep. Then he would just keep checking it down until finally something deep opened up and then he would chuck it. So that's kind of like how they played a lot. But I think they're trying to do the same thing with Mac, except it doesn't work because he's not like the same player.
But Bills
don't have the same O-line.
Exactly. Like,
that was
yes.
the one thing Tom Brady always had. He always had a great O-line,
yes.
And Matt, like a few years where he tore his ACL or whatever
exactly,
it was.
Exactly, yeah.
But I was going to say the Bills are still top of the division because we got some lucky losses.
But yeah, we're just about to get into that. So speaking
segue,
of that,
like,
we're on the same
page.
It's fine. It's fine. So, the Dolphins lost to the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes, sir.
That was quite the game because Jimmy Garoppolo actually broke his foot in the first quarter, unfortunately for them. Because now their starting quarterback is the last overall pick in the 2022 NFL draft, Brock Purdy.
Well, I was actually going to bring up a future, that's in the news, the consideration for who the Niners should bring in, but we'll save that after this.
But, fair enough.
Oh, no.
Who do you say?
Someone else.
No, just keep talking.
Okay. So, the last pick in the 2022 draft, Brock Purdy, is now the starting quarterback for the Niners. I think everybody thought, including me, that the Niners season is kind of done for with him playing quarterback. Because Jimmy, as much as we don't think he's very good, he's like an elite game manager. Like he'll never be a great quarterback, but he's a great game manager. So as long as he doesn't turn the ball over, he's fine. And he was actually having a career year this year. I think he was throwing the ball as good as he's ever thrown it so far this year. Until unfortunately he broke his foot in the first quarter, and now he's going to be out for the year. So now Brock Purdy, the last pick in the draft, is going to be the starting quarterback. And guess what? He outplayed Tua in that game. And yeah. Everybody was kind of having people were really hyping up Tua this year. They think he's an MVP candidate, and he's been playing really well. I don't disagree with that. But this is the first good defense he's played since, I want to say, week two. And he couldn't do anything. He was just boxed completely. He couldn't move the ball. He threw two or three interceptions in the game, and he got outplayed by the last pick in the draft, which is crazy. Now with that loss, the Bills now have sole possession of the first place in the AFC East, and the Chiefs and Bengals also played a rematch of the AFC Championship. That was a lot of fun. That game definitely lived up to the hype. I think the score was 27-24 Bengals, if I'm not mistaken. And Mahomes is now 0-3 in his career against the Bengals and Joe Burrow, which is pretty interesting because the only player who has three wins on Patrick Mahomes is Tom Brady in the NFL right now. So
that's crazy.
Interesting that he's never beaten Joe Burrow, and as we know, he lost to them in the AFC Championship last year. And I just find it really interesting that Burrow's 3-0 against Mahomes. Like that's pretty crazy. Nobody's undefeated against Mahomes except him. And that's wild. And I think Josh Allen has two wins now. I think he's 2-3
yep.
against Mahomes.
Yep.
So.
But what I was going to say, I'm seeing it circulating on social media. I've seen Richard Sherman comment on it. He was very much against it. But Baker Mayfield to Niners. Thoughts?
So I was talking to one of my friends about this on Sunday when I saw the injury. I was like, okay, you know what? Since the Panthers just released Baker, you know, he's a former first overall pick. And he was pretty good in his rookie year. He's never really done anything since that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with Baker is literally just before me and Josh got here, he had signed with the Rams.
He signed with the Rams today?
Yeah, so Baker Mayfield is now a Ram.
Oh, well, there he goes.
So apparently he's going to start on Thursday, which is crazy considering just signed with them.
Is Stafford out or something?
Yeah, Stafford's out for the year. It was a concussion
or
something.
Oh, yes.
They didn't want to risk it by bringing him back because their season's already done anyway. So they signed Baker, and apparently he's going to play on Thursday, which is wild because, as we know, NFL playbooks are very big.
Yeah.
And going to a new team and starting for them literally a few days after you just got there is, like, that's, like, never going to happen. That's, like, unheard of. So he's going to have to learn a huge playbook and go into the game on Thursday with a new team, new offensive line, new receivers, new coaches. Like, that's going to be hard for him to acclimate to.
Do you think San Francisco missed out? Like, do you think he would have fit?
Honestly, I think, if you with all the players they have in San Francisco, like, yeah, they have so many skill players, like Debo, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, McCaffrey,
yep,
so many good players on offense. You don't really need to have a quarterback that's going to be like a world beater. You literally just need a guy like Jimmy who would just would not turn the ball over and can make throws on third down when you need him to.
Because another one I saw was Jameis Winston. People are saying that the Saints,
I thought the same thing too, because I was like, the Saints, if they, because they don't use Jameis, they start Andy Dalton right now.
Yeah.
Jameis lost his job due to injury because he got injured and they never gave him the job back.
I could see that working, to be honest.
Like, yeah, if the Saints release Jameis and then the Niners pick him up, I don't think it's terrible. But I think they got to stick with Brock Purdy, which is crazy to say considering he's the last pick in the draft. And he was never supposed to even sniff an NFL roster, but here he is now. But the only reason I say that is because he's been with the team for how many weeks are we in? 13? Yeah. We're in the four, going 14. To the 14th week. Yeah. He's been on the team for 14 weeks now. He knows the whole playbook. He knows the system. He knows the coaches. He knows the offense. So he's going to have the job no matter who comes because he knows everything already. Like, he's already done everything. He knows the whole playbook. So there's no reason for them to get a new quarterback this far into the year and make him learn the whole offense because they already have a guy like that. And once again, with all the skill players they have, they don't need Brock Purdy to do anything crazy. They just need him to make short throws, screen passes. You just run the ball a lot, you know, because Kyle Shanahan's one of the best offensive minds in the NFL, so he's going to drop some good plays. So that doesn't really matter. They don't need him to do anything really crazy. He's been, like, last game he played, he looked solid. He was just throwing to open guys, but he made a few nice throws on third down. So I don't think it's a terrible, terrible thing. It does suck for them because if Jimmy was playing, I think the Niners could have made the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to make it with Brock Purdy, but who knows?
Could you imagine, though? Could you imagine?
It would be quite the story. They'd definitely make a documentary about it in the future if that happened. Yeah.
Starring?
Brock Purdy. I don't know. They do like a 30 for 30 on him.
Can we pull up a picture of Brock Purdy and find his ideal actor?
We can look at Brock Purdy.
Oh, my gosh. In the meantime,
Cowboys had a big win on Sunday. Yep,
they did.
That's what I was going to say.
54-19 or something. Three games in a row now.
Insane.
They're looking solid.
Insane.
It's kind of scary, though, because I think they're going to secure themselves a wild card.
Is this what we're looking at?
Yeah, we're looking at
Brock Purdy. A photo of Brock Purdy up for the listeners.
Thoughts?
He kind of looks like Zach Wilson.
But only saying that because
Zach Wilson's
right
in the bottom.
There.
Yeah, and they look the same. Okay, Brock Purdy.
I don't think he looks like that.
No, maybe not. But
Greg would say that is racist.
It's okay, getting controversial there. Actor to play Brock Purdy. Thoughts?
He doesn't look like anybody. All right.
And Adam Sandler?
All right, so basically.
Let us know, by the way, on the Press Box Instagram, who should play Brock Purdy if he hypothetically makes the Super Bowl and they were to hypothetically make a movie out of it.
I don't know. I don't think anybody looks like Brock Purdy. He kind of just looks like Brock Purdy.
Well, you know what? Let us know.
Tom Hardy and just CGI his face down. It's a little old.
But speaking of the Cowboys, Josh, I actually want to talk about that real quick before we go. Because that game was actually a close game the whole time. It was actually a pretty entertaining game. I was surprised.
They scored 54 points.
Yeah. And then, no, listen here, though. Because going into the fourth quarter, the Cowboys were up 2 points going into the fourth.
Jesus.
And then what was the score? 54-19 or something like that at the end of it? Yeah.
54-19, man.
So,
they scored 33 points in the fourth.
In the fourth quarter, yeah. Their defense had like a million turnovers. I think they got like 2 forced fumbles, 2 interceptions. And then their offense kind of just did what they do, and they ran the ball a lot. And Tony Pollard had a big day. He's becoming the lead back now over Zeke. And Dax didn't really look great. He's just not. But that's going to be an interesting team to see. And also, Odell, real quick, let's talk about him because...
Yeah, okay, choose a team, man. Like,
I don't think he's going to sign anywhere.
You're at a Mavs game with the Cowboys now?
Apparently his knee is actually not supposed... His knee recovery is not on schedule. So he thought that he was going to sign and play in like the next few weeks. But apparently his knee isn't going to be fully healthy until after January. So that's going into the Super Bowl, assuming they get there. So I don't think he's going to play this year. And I don't think he's going to sign. So I think this whole saga is kind of over now. I could be wrong. Maybe there is something that happens where he can play. But I think that's kind of done for as of right now. But, yeah, that's pretty much it for the NFL. When we come back, we're going to talk about the NBA. And, Josh, do you have anything to talk about? I have some things, but...
Los Angeles Lakers, big double.
Okay,
no
yeah,
walking.
We're not talking about that.
What do you mean? AD's top five player in
the
league?
Go to commercial.
Okay, we'll go
to commercial.
We'll
before
see
we get him going.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
That's Connor, that's Greg, and I'm Josh.
Josh starts off, I know.
Anthony Davis is a top five player in the NBA right now.
Well, can I just say one thing before?
No.
Greg, we're just going to have to let this man talk. Okay?
No, he can
vent. The other night, they know.
This is all you.
I was sending them photos before I started roasting Connor. Anthony Davis played against the arguably best basketball player in the world, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and absolutely had himself a day at the office. Outplayed Giannis, led the Lakers to a win. Biggest win of the year for the Lakers, and they're now 8-2 in their last 10. Giannis is averaging like 37-15, two point nine blocks, two steals, 80% from the free throw, 88% from the free throw line, and I think it's 65% from the field in his last nine.
Jesus,
he's a savage.
He is a savage.
He's one of the main reasons we're winning. Another reason, LeBron James has been playing well. His last 10, LeBron's shooting 47% from three. Lonnie Walker shooting 47, and what's his name is also shooting 47. Also on this last 10, Lakers have the second-best offense in the league. So, season's turning around for the boys.
Have you guys been – I actually haven't watched too much. Have you guys been, like, shooting better now? Because I know you guys – because the shooting struggles were really bad early in the season.
Really bad. But, no, they're getting going. And I think it's obviously big for – big part because AD's playing really well. We're getting wide-open shots.
You guys shot 42% from three in this game?
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
Look at you guys.
In the last 10, we're second in the league in offense.
So, Josh, are you back on the wagon?
Yeah. I couldn't remember. I was trying to think of this the other night. At the start of the year, were you saying, was it me or you saying they were not contenders?
It was not you because
I said they're
first
not
episode I was yeah. here, you're saying they're going playoffs. And
you said they were
here.
You said they were a sleeper. I'm like, how are they a sleeper? They
said they're winning.
We're here now.
I think you said they're winning the chip.
We're here now. All right? That's all I got to say. We're here.
You're done that quick?
What else do you want me to say?
Well, I
beat
figured
Washington. We're going to beat. I don't know who we're playing now. We're going to beat them.
You're versing.
You are. I just want you to know you are still 13th.
Versing the Cavs.
Yes, but do you know how close
today.
The West is? We're three games back, I think, from the fourth seed. That's how close the West is.
Well, you're versing the Cavs today. That's a good game.
That is a good game. Yeah, maybe we won't win that one.
Are you going to be live streaming that one on Twitch?
All right, let's see.
No. I have to be here till 10:30, 10, bro.
12.
Oh, yeah.
Depression.
Oh, yeah, you guys are not far off.
Yeah, we're super close to the – like, we can – if we keep winning and some of those teams drop, we can easily be in, like, 6-7 right now.
Okay, so end of the season, where do you realistically think they can finish here?
13th.
Realistic answer, not Lakers finish.
From 7 to 9.
Okay, that's fair, yeah.
From 7 to,
from 7 9. To 9.
So where do you think –
we're going to be in the play-in for sure.
So who do you think they're going to verse in the first round if they get out of the play-in?
So if we win the first one, we'll probably play, like – I don't know. Like, do the Pelicans keep it up? Like, they've been playing really good. So I guess the Pelicans maybe.
I think you could beat the Pelicans.
I think we could beat like I think a lot of teams in the West like in a 7-game series we do match up pretty tough against just because of AD, and then we have the LeBron factor.
Oh, by the way, I just want to mention real quick: the Kings are still playing pretty decent. Like I don't know how are they doing this.
They have a top like 5 offense right now in the league.
Yeah, this is crazy.
They're playing really well.
This is mine. They're 7-3 in their last 10.
Also on my other podcast, if we throw
on
extended, quick
available
drop
on all platforms.
Quick subtle
plug.
Drop.
Quick plug.
I thought of a crazy
new
trade.
New format.
Bro.
New format.
Crazy. Crazy trade, okay?
Yeah,
Phoenix Suns. You trade Ayton.
Oh.
Send him to Indiana. Get Miles Turner. Throw in a pick or two. Buddy Hield with them.
No.
I like
what you
that.
Mean?
That sounds really good. But why would the Pacers take that, though?
Because the Pacers don't want to be where they're at.
Well, where are they right now?
They're like, I think they're still in the playoffs.
Oh, they're still fifth.
Yeah.
They're still over 500.
I don't think you want to be there as Indiana. One, Ayton fits your guys' like trajectory way better. He's young. He's going to match up good
with
Tyrese.
Did the Suns resign Ayton to a contract?
Yeah, but he was originally supposed to go to Indiana. Then
yeah,
they matched
that,
it.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is Ayton every offseason is like, I don't want to be here. I don't get used enough, blah, blah, blah. I'm a better player than I show in Phoenix. So go get a guy that wants to play winning basketball, Miles Turner. He's a better defender. He's going to give you same offensive production, better three-point shooter. Buddy Hield, if you can pull him in, you guys have, when he's on, probably like a top five shooter in the league.
True.
You convinced me.
I think that's a great trade for Phoenix.
I think it is.
And then I think
in the front office.
I think that the Pacers should use that one of the picks they get from Phoenix in this scenario and go get Landry. Shamet.
Did you watch a new video?
No, I did not yet.
Oh, my God.
Did you talk about Landry Shamet?
Andrew brought him up, and I told him to shut up.
Wait, why? What did he say?
He said he was just like, when you have guys like Landry Shamet, Courtney Lee, and like all those guys, and I was like, yo, don't mention Landry
Andrew.
On the podcast.
Andrew.
Like, don't. He's like, why am I? Because Connor's not going to shut up about it.
His name is forbidden on
I know, but extended. Landry Shamet has like some great form. His elbow's always protruding. Like, you know, he's
Landry Shamet's bad.
Okay? He's not good.
Other thing.
I love Landry.
Talk about
Landry, I love you. I know you're listening to this. Landry, I love
one
you.
One thing I don't
send me a jersey.
we don't talk about enough on the press box is the Toronto Raptors, and for good reason.
Yeah, they don't get the respect they deserve.
They don't really have much respect. What do you guys think they should do? Because I'm kind of a big fan of them trying to make a trade and either rebuild or go for a superstar.
So, well, Fred is playing like Dookie.
Because he's not, like, he had one good series, and then people thought he was going to be this crazy guy. He made the All-Star team.
And then the Raptors. Ever since I've watched the Raptors since I was a kid, and once Fred got drafted into the league, and then he was really good off the bench. He was a sixth man for us. What did you say?
He was undrafted, Fred.
I mean, like, when he came
He's definitely been
the
watching them since a kid, eh? Does
he I'm saying when he came into the league. I know. Because he started with the 905, and then and then he came up. And I was like, and he never really played his first years. And then he finally got like a six man role. And he was like really important to that team when they won the championship. And then when Larry left, he ended up taking the number one point guard role. And my thing with Fred is I never really thought he could be a number one point guard, only just because of the way he plays. Like, he's very erratic sometimes. Sometimes he'll have some really good games. Sometimes he'll be really bad. Like, he's kind of streaky. And that was another reason why I didn't think they should have signed him to the deal that they did. But then again, if they didn't sign him, they would have had nobody there. But that's just me. I think the Raptors, where they're at right now, they're still a really good defensive team. Their offense is kind of – some nights it's really good, some nights it's really bad because Pascal's kind of inconsistent, but he was playing really good early in the season. Yeah. Fred's kind of inconsistent. Gary Trent's a streaky shooter. But I think they need to go get somebody
big. I have a question.
If they need offense is what they need. They need to get a big superstar.
You don't think they rebuild?
No, I don't think so.
I think you can move one or two of those guys, like Greg listed.
Yeah,
you can get a superstar player back, and then you guys are in the same position you were with Kawhi.
So who?
Just monitor players. Like Bradley Beal, he's always a guy to kind of watch for because like the Wizards are pretty bad, so you never know if he's going to just ask for a trade at the deadline. I mean, Bulls are looking to make a move, so maybe go call them for Zach, DeMar. They'll give you instant offense. Like, you can get DeMar back.
Imagine
great
that.
For them.
The Bulls are looking to offload?
Quickly, because I feel like there's probably a few teams in the West that might want to trade someone.
The Bulls are looking to offload?
Yeah, there's rumors that Vucevic and DeMar to the Lakers for Russ and someone, but I think that's just like crazy rumors. I don't think that's actually true.
No, you just made that up in your dreams.
No, I swear, I've seen so many people talk about it.
No, you've never seen that ever.
I mean, obviously, you can watch for the Thunder. I know Shea said this year, like, I want to be in Oklahoma City.
Baller, by the way.
I don't know if he wants to be in Oklahoma City.
Like, bring him to Toronto. He's not going to say no to Toronto.
But he's from Toronto. So yeah, I think that's a great fit.
What does a package for Shai look like, though, with the way
everything,
he's playing? Because he's like playing at a top five point guard level right now.
Imagine Shai and Scottie Barnes, the same lineup.
But I just think, like, there's a lot of guys around the league that you can maybe monitor and look for. Like, if Portland continues to play inconsistent and they're not in, like, a high playoff seed, Dame could ask for a trade come
But here's the thing. I don't see who has innate trade value on the Raptors
what
other than Scottie.
Like Fred, not bad trade value because he gets like 18 and like 8 assists, 2 steals. Like he's still pretty solid.
I guess so. I recency bias with
OG,
this break.
Every year is always like, I don't want to be here.
OG's fire.
I want a bigger role. You can trade Pascal too. He's super inconsistent.
Yeah.
He's not going to win you a series.
No, I think you get Pascal going, get him on a hot streak, and then you flip him. I think that's a good idea.
No, I think you try and keep Pascal. I think he's a really good second option. I think he just can't be a one.
He's not a one. He's never been a one. Like when he was on, when Kawhi was here and won the championship, he was a really good number two. Like he was a really solid. Good in the Golden State series and everything. But he's never been a number one, and when he is a number one, he's inconsistent. Sometimes, like, he literally was playing at an MVP level earlier in the year. He had, like, 10 straight games with, like, 30 points.
We said it on here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. And then, but then he has some games where he scores, it's like, 3 points, and he goes, like, 1 for 12. Like, it's, like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, no, because my thing is with the Raptors, they're never going to win a playoff series with the way they're built.
I agree, yes.
They'll never get out of the first round.
They don't have enough offense. That's the thing. Because their defense is good.
Their
defense just don't
have offense. But then come playoff time, you can't. Like, it's stupid to say, but you can't really just rely on your defense.
Exactly.
You have to be able to score.
Yeah.
It's a make or miss league.
Do you think,
like,
do you think the front offense is looking at this the way you are? Or do you think they think that they're good enough?
I think it's really depending on the ownership. Because I think the owners, they're so bad for so long. They're kind of like, we're selling out almost every game.
Yeah.
We don't want to start losing money again. And then on top of that, they're like, it's not bad to make the playoffs. Because maybe they think that the Raptors are like a free agency like attraction. But I don't think they are. I don't think anyone wants to come live in Canada.
Unless you are Canadian, of course. Greg, how much are we at right now?
We got 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Yeah. Well, we can't really talk about the Christmas games quite yet because those are coming up soon. But
are they going to do special jerseys for those that year?
Probably. I'd assume so.
Did they do it last year?
Or are they just going to wear the city jerseys?
They could just wear the city jerseys. I don't know if they got rid of just like Christmas Day game jerseys. Kind of stupid.
Who are the Christmas games this year?
Remember that?
Actually, I don't know. Who are the Christmas Street games this year?
Bucks Celtics. I think it's their first meeting this year, so that's going to be a fun one.
That's good.
And they're both playing really Lakers good. Play, I want to say Golden State or something. I don't know. Check the games.
Do you remember that fire? Then, do you remember that fire Christmas advert with like Derrick Rose and
they're all shooting? That was
sick. Oh my God. Like, so good.
They're playing 25th. They're playing the Mavericks on the 25th.
That's a cool game. Braun Luka.
Anyways, is that like, Christmas?
It's
Christmas?
Not what I was expecting.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But at the same time, who else do you play? Like, the Lakers missed the playoffs, so there's no crazy games. Wait, just go back.
I just want to see. What's here? Yeah, Celtics Bucks.
I'm pretty sure it's the first time they meet, so that's cool. So just go up in the top left, games, and then just scroll down to the 25th. I think, like, Memphis plays Denver, I want to say.
Got a lot of basketball till then. Oh, my days.
Yeah, bro, they play a lot of games. Okay, I don't really like their new format, though.
All right.
What is
so this? Knicks Sixers, that's a dumb game.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Stupid.
Why?
Because the Knicks are bad.
The Knicks are never good.
Like, to me, I get it. You want to have the big markets on there, but at the same time,
and that's the thing with the Lakers, too. It's like, even if they're not that good, but they're playing good now, but I'm just saying, even if they're not that good, they're just so nationally accepted just because they have LeBron, AD, the Lakers. And then you have, like, the Knicks, too. Like, they're a big market in New York, so they're always going
to
get a big
time game. You
know what's
crazy to me is that the Sacramento Kings got good before the Knicks.
That is pretty wild.
Well, I mean, no, the Knicks made the playoffs last year, the year before, right?
Yeah, they did, and then they lost to Atlanta.
Yeah, and then that's when that iconic side talk video.
The Spider-Man guy.
If you were going crazy there.
New York's a special.
It's interesting, though, that they have only the two East games, but I feel like Sixers, you should have put a different team in there.
Raptors? No.
No, I'd put, like, Sixers. Like, Cavs could be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Like, something more interesting than the Knicks.
It's really just the boring game. It's just the market.
Grizz Warriors is going to be fun.
Yeah.
See, I would have done Lakers Suns. Mavs Suns, and then like Lakers Warriors, and then Grizz Nuggets.
Suns Nuggets isn't terrible.
No, it's not terrible, but I think Mavs Suns is more fun.
Yeah.
Because of the way it ended last year, and then the game last night that happened with I guess Sunday night, because this comes out Thursday or Monday. Luka and the Mavs absolutely obliterated the Suns again by like 30. So that's always interesting to see. That's another team that is kind of interesting. The Mavs have been bad this year.
Yeah, what a...
They're like 11-11, or they're under 500 maybe now.
Oh, yeah, they're ninth. No, they're 12-11.
But yeah, no, they've been struggling all year, especially on the road. I don't know what it is. Like, I still think they're going to get it going at some point in the year and just kind of go on like a 10-game win streak and like separate themselves a bit, but...
Yeah, they haven't been great. 4-6 in their last 10. They've won their last two games, but...
Their problem is that no one besides Luka is playing well.
Yeah.
If Luka doesn't score 30, they automatically lose the game.
How's Christian Wood playing?
Is he inconsistent.
Yeah.
He got hurt for a bit, but he's back.
For the Clippers, is Kawhi and PG, aren't they both coming back soon?
Kawhi played on Monday. He hit the game winner against...
Did he come off the bench?
I'm not sure. I just know he hit the game winner last night. But it's funny because he's probably not going to play for another like 3 weeks. So
yeah,
and then PG's coming back, which I'm excited for. Always love watching PG play. Nuggets have been pretty solid, like 5-5 in their last 10, but they've got some good wins. Jokic is a beast, man. He's averaging 22-9-9. It's insane.
When did he get drafted?
Jokic? He got drafted during a commercial.
Oh yeah, second
back
round
in like
or 2000, something?
Like 9 or something like that.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
No, not 2009. 11,
did
12?
You say 2009?
Yeah. Like, it's way too long ago. That's what but yeah, no. He was drafted during a commercial, second round, like 50th pick or something.
Two-time
MVP.
Crazy. Well, is that going to do it for this segment?
That's going
to
do it.
So if you want more basketball talk, Josh, where is the best place to find that?
On
YouTube.
Extended YouTube. Check it out.
Say
slow. Instagram.
Slay
slow. I'll tag you guys in the post.
Free throw line extended.
Coming to all platforms soon. Hopefully. So be on a look for that. They're trying a new format. It's honestly, people, I'm not saying this because he's right next to me. It is great content.
Phenomenal.
It's great content.
How many videos have you watched again?
All of them. Except the last one, which I'm going to watch and I'm going to enjoy. Anyways, commercial.
On to the next one.
Go.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
That's Connor, that's Greg, and I'm Joshua.
And we're back for the NHL segment.
Yay.
We are indeed back. Connor, are you ready for our favorite segment of the day?
Can I get a drum roll? It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for... Bedard Watch.
Beautiful. All right.
So this is a weekly segment now where we're going to give out a award to the worst NHL team or the person this week who we think is the best suited to get that first overall pick and bring home the illustrious prize that is Connor Bedard. This week, Greg, who are the nominees?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Connor, because we have the same exact team. It's still Anaheim, and I think next week it will be Anaheim, and next week it'll be Anaheim, and then next week it'll be Anaheim again. So it looks like the Anaheim Ducks might be the runaway favorite for
Bedard.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was late on that.
Took him a second.
Greg, I like your pick, but Josh, do you have any sleepers maybe? Look at the bottom of the table of both sides of the
sleeper, the Sharks, maybe the Coyotes, probably not the Blackhawks. I think their roster is a little too good to get Bedard.
Well, look at the Ducks, my friend. Jamie Drysdale, Trevor Zegras, Troy Terry,
yeah, it's actually
Mason
pretty
McTavish,
it's pretty crazy
John
the Ducks
Gibson,
are this bad considering
John
they have
Gibson.
Decent players. Yeah.
Personally, my pick this week is going to go to the Columbus Blue Jackets. They're just crap.
They're just bad. And then they had a big signing this year too, no?
Yep.
Yeah, they signed Johnny Gaudreau.
But Line A has been hurt. But listen, gentlemen, who is our pick this week?
Last week was Anaheim.
Should we switch it up or do we keep
it
with the
Ducks? Up to make it a little fresh. Okay, let's just look.
Let's
just look
at Anaheim, two-time winners of Bedard.
Let's look at the last 10 games here for each of these bad teams. Okay, 4-4-2 for the Jackets. The Flyers. Oh, the Flyers may be a sleeper for Bedard.
Oh my God!
They may be a sleeper. All right, let's. Actually, you know what? The Blackhawks may be the king of Bedard watch this week. 1-8-1 in their last 10.
Yes. I got the hat on today.
1-7-2 for the Ducks. So technically,
they're lost.
The Blackhawks are
going to
win Bedard watch this week. Technically.
So someone any of us didn't bring up this week's winner of Bedard Watch goes to the, drum roll please, Chicago Blackhawks. Congratulations. You are this week's winner of the Press Box Bedard Watch.
All right.
I love you. Had your hat on for that.
The trophy will be in the mail, as Josh said last week. Please.
It's not a trophy. It's only a certificate.
Yeah, the certificate will be in the mail. Please do not throw it out.
The budget. All right.
Greg, take it away with some actual important knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. So, just the purpose of that, the Blackhawks, you guys get nothing. Okay. So,
no,
moving
you
on
are
to
getting
the
certificate.
Paper. Piece of paper.
You're getting the certificate.
A piece of paper that Connor's sister drew, and that's it.
Why did that kind of felt backhanded a little bit? Maybe she's a good artist. Anyways,
is she?
Is she? Is Morgan a good artist?
Maybe
I'm gonna go with no.
So maybe
how's Morgan doing nowadays?
She's working at the golf course, even though it's winter.
I was gonna say what's
cool. How's she going?
Be around?
She's just out there hitting the ball. No, you know what? I don't know what she's doing. She's going to school. But enough about my sister. Let's get back to what's important.
We've already talked about a lot of his family.
The Boston Bruins are undefeated at TD Garden. I mean, come on, guys, that's impressive.
In 24 games, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's even crazier though that the team in Boston that's bad right now is New England.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Love it.
Wait. New England.
New England's in Boston, Connor.
Yeah. Hello?
I knew that.
Jesus.
It was just a joke.
Because you didn't know New England?
No,
was in
I did. I was a joke. I was gonna make a stupid, I thought they were in England.
I thought they were in New England.
It's
bro.
Okay. I want to apologize to the listener.
Yeah, please
Bruins
do.
Have been killing it. Celtics have been killing it. I don't know. How did the Red Sox do last year?
The Red Sox were not good last year. Well, they didn't make the playoffs.
They got two teams that are bad. And those two teams are usually the teams that are pretty good.
It's true, yeah.
So, kind of weird.
Yeah, the Bruins only four combined losses on the year, three of them in regulation. Still have 41 points, which is very good.
Wow.
8-1-1 in their last 10. They did lose their last game though. What else? Who else has been really good? Oh yeah, the Devils too.
Of course, the Devils.
Hurricanes.
They've still been going. I'm not gonna lie. I was expecting them to slow down eventually. They're still going, so I don't know what's gonna happen, but it'll happen at some point, I think.
You thought Toronto was gonna break them, eh? The loss against Toronto.
I low-key thought that, when they got their first loss, I thought that was going to be like a little
bounce right back. Bounce right back.
But, they did a good job bouncing back. They still got a good team.
At the start of this – go ahead, Josh.
How do you feel about potentially having to play the Lightning once again in the playoffs?
You know, the PTSD is real.
You didn't have to do them like that, my
friend. It definitely
– Braden Point is –
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie, guys.
It's our year.
No, but
– he's learned not to say that.
Because, so here's the thing. I don't really think it matters who we verse in the first round because
we're losing anyways.
Pretty much, yes. It doesn't really matter. You know, maybe we'll break through at some point. I don't know when that's going to be. I assume it'll happen at some point, but maybe it won't.
So let's say the season ends. Like, let's say you guys somehow take the first seed from Bruins. Wouldn't you guys play the Red Wings then?
If we take the first seed, it really depends who's going to.
Like, you'd play Red Wings or
the
Panthers?
Worst team. Yeah, it would be like the.
I don't have the Panthers.
No, it would be the playoffs. Red Wings, or it would be whoever's the worst team out of these two divisions. So it would be.
Well, it was like you played the.
So let's say we have the most points and we're first place in the Atlantic, and we have more points than the first place team in the Metropolitan.
Yeah.
We will play the worst team out of the Atlantic and the Metropolitan that makes the playoffs. Basically,
that is so stupid.
It's the NHL playoff format makes no sense at all. That's going to work. But I realistically think, I'm not going to lie, I think it's probably going to be Lightning again, which I don't really care anymore. I kind of just want to beat them. I kind of do want to play them, but I know we won't beat them. But it feels like we can. Like, our team's good enough to beat them, but it's just, you know, the leaf on the crest is not ideal. So if we just change the name.
Just wear the smiley face jerseys.
Change the name of the team and then just take the leaf off the crest, then all the curses are gone. That's all I got to say.
The Toronto Arenas.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
Then just have the Air Canada Center on
Come
the
down.
Jersey.
I mean, I guarantee we'd probably be better
or
than
Scotiabank.
But even with the Leafs, like, they've played really good this year.
Bring back the St. Pat's, honestly.
Honestly, yeah.
They get a Fighting Irish logo going on.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
My question was, if you were at the start of the season, which team would you say would have been more exciting, per se, better to watch, the Ducks or the Devils? Did you see this coming from the Devils, Gregory?
So I think the Ducks or the Devils were kind of roped into the same category as, like, I think a lot of people thought the Sens were going to be pretty good this year.
Ooh.
I thought they were kind of in the same realm. So, because they both have good young players, both teams.
Yep.
So, like, I remember I saw on Twitter a while ago in the offseason, like, which core would you rather have, like, theirs or the Devils? Because, like, the Devils have a lot of good young players, too. I think most people would have said the Sens because they're all their players. Like, their top six is really good. But I thought those two were kind of like the same team pretty much going into the year. I thought one of them would be pretty solid. I didn't think they'd be 20 wins in 25 games solid.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, yeah, that's pretty
crazy. So did you think the Ducks were going to be bad?
No, I thought the Ducks were going to be decent.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of good young talent, too.
Exciting team.
And then they have John Gibson in net. They have, who do they have on defense?
Drysdale.
He got injured, though.
Fowler?
They have somebody else.
Is Cam Fowler still kicking it?
I think he is.
Cam Fowler?
Yeah, he's been there.
Scott Niedermeyer? Oh, yeah. That's a little... Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. That's when they had the ugly jerseys.
So bad. Ugh. Yeah. But, yeah, I thought it was going to be – I actually thought the Anaheim was going to be better than the Devils going into the year.
Yeah, see?
I'm surprised Anaheim's so bad and the Devils are so good.
It's good to see the Devils.
Maybe it's the coaching. Maybe that's what it is. Because Lindy Ruff's a good coach.
Yep.
Who's coaching the Ducks?
Would you take him on Toronto, Lindy Ruff?
Would I take Lindy Ruff on Toronto?
Over Sheldon Keefe.
Honestly, no, just because, like, Sheldon Keefe's, like, a player's coach, and, like, the boys have stuck with him for, like, the last few years now, and they're, like, really connected.
It's really worked, eh?
What?
The being a player's coach.
Well, I mean, so far, no, but, I think bringing a new guy in is, like, one of the worst things they could do, because then the guys have to reconnect with a new coach, which, yeah. Connor, I mean, you play hockey, you know, isn't there a relationship with a coach important?
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Sometimes... Yeah. You know, you get that nice bond with the coach, and then
it's like you move up in the year.
Yeah, well.
Well, not, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, and so some people, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I can definitely see how that could suck, but you're playing at the professional level. If you like the guy that much, make it past the first round.
Yeah.
You have, like, probably one of the best depth, I mean, probably forwards in the league.
Probably the best, yeah.
Yeah.
If not the
defense
best.
Is certainly good enough. Goalie, of course, there's questions. But yeah. I feel like the Leafs' bottom six is all the same player. Like, what's the difference between Kampf and Engvall?
Actually, no, you know that's
maybe like Kerfoot even.
No, I mean, no, Kampf is actually, like, I think I saw him.
Hawks legend, of course.
He's like, yeah.
I'm not going to disrespect him.
I mean, you should know David Kampf's actually a really good player.
Yeah, no, he's solid bottom six.
Yeah, like, he's really good defensively. He's not really like he doesn't really provide like much offense.
Exactly.
But, like, he's like a shutdown.
That's
center.
What I'm saying. You look down at that bottom six of the Leafs, they're all
he's
the same
definitely,
player.
I disagree just because I think David Kemp's so much better than the rest of them. Like, he's just so much
okay,
better.
Okay, then take out David Kemp, but they're all the same player.
Yeah, like Engvall, Kerfoot,
Nick Robertson even.
Robertson, he's still, when he plays, he doesn't even play in the bottom six. He plays on the Tavares line.
Jesus
Christ. Because they're not
wept.
Because they need him to play with other good players. He can't just play with guys who aren't good. So
I guess so for development reasons, maybe.
Yeah, like, I'd play him on the Tavares line, too. Yeah. I mean, he's not bad. Like,
no, he's not definitely not bad, but I'm just saying
he's
that bottom
21.
Six. I don't think you need. I feel like you need someone special.
See, here's my thing. I think the Leafs at the deadline, well, they need to trade for a defenseman for sure, because our top four defensemen are all injured, and they're going to be out for a while. So we've been running like AHLers on defense, which actually, you know what, to be fair, we've been pretty good.
Still, I mean, Liljegren's not an AHLer, but he's looked solid.
No, he's been really good, actually, considering like he's only 22, and he's like been really
good. So your pick, most reasonable trade for a defenseman to the Leafs, make it reasonable.
Man, I don't even know. Maybe like Jacob Chychrun or something.
You have to give up a lot.
Yeah, like it'd have to be like a first.
Yeah.
Like a good player, like Kerfoot.
Are you going to be able to afford him?
No. Well, with our defenseman, like Jake Muzzin's on LTIR, and he's
I guess so.
And I don't think he's going to play the rest of the year. Yeah. So
because we've talked about this Chychrun deal before.
Yeah.
And I said like Nick Robertson, someone else. And
yeah, it would have to be a first. I'd say like Kerfoot, maybe like somebody, maybe like Mac Hollowell, like in the like one of the young defensemen.
Because he's definitely really a very underrated player.
Yeah, he brings. Has he been playing this year? I actually don't know, because I think he said he doesn't want to play with Arizona.
Well, I don't blame him, but like he offers so much physical, like physically great, obviously defender and offense. He's I think he'd be great for the Leafs.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good fit too. I don't know if it'll happen, but I still think the one thing they're missing is like a winger to play on the Tavares line, because like they still need, considering how much offensive talent they have, they need another guy like in the top six on the left wing, because like they haven't found a guy. Like last year they tried Kerfoot on there, it didn't really work.
Yeah, I know.
Robertson, still young, we don't really know what he is yet. They've tried Cali Yarncroke on there, it was all right.
Another guy that's the same person.
Yeah, like a lot of the guys are kind of have the same skill set. So like I think they need to trade for a decent top six guy.
Maybe who'd you go for? You think anyone comes? I was thinking like maybe like Jacob Vrana or someone like that.
No. I don't even know. Like,
I feel like you need a sniper on that line.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I mean,
so Jacob Vrana, not a bad shout if you think about it.
Maybe because Tavares is a playmaker. Exactly. So is Marner, and then
he can shoot.
I mean, yeah, Marner and Tavares are both like playmakers. Tavares is like really good with like puck battles in and around the net.
You need a shooter.
Yeah, shooter would be good on that line. I just don't know who we could get. Because, like, obviously we have limited cap space, so.
Kane.
I just want to bring up something that you guys said.
Unrealistic.
That's interesting in hockey where, like, the Leafs, they've had the same coach for so long, and they haven't found success, and they haven't fired him yet. Like, it seems like that's kind of a trend in hockey. It's very rare to, like, pin it on the coach, just get him out of there, try something
Let me tell
new.
You something, though. But with the Leafs, if you have any ties to the Sioux Greyhounds, my friend, you're in for the long run.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm pretty sure the whole Leafs defensive pairs, I think all of them played in the Sioux. I actually think
Liljegren didn't, but
besides him,
he probably played in something that starts with SO in Sweden.
Yeah, he played in Sweden, but like I'm trying to think, like all the ones that are from like Canada / the US, they all played in the Sioux.
I know, it's crazy, but
yeah, it's just interesting.
That's just Kyle Dubas's team.
It definitely is.
In a lot of other sports, though,
you're gone.
Bad success, the coach is gone. They're just gonna try something new.
Yeah.
See, I think no hurt
in
that.
But I feel like, sorry to cut you off, but I was going to say, I don't think there's that much quality in hockey coaches. Like,
it's hard to find.
Exactly, a good one. Anyways.
Also, like, I think also management realizes it's really not Sheldon Keefe's fault at all. It's more so on the players just to perform, which they don't do in the playoffs. Like, you see them in the season. Like, Matthews, obviously, he won the MVP last year. He won the Rocket last year. And then when it came to the playoffs, I think he had 4 goals in 7 games.
But what do you think
that
is?
Which isn't bad, but it's Auston Matthews.
That's kind of on the coach, though, no? Because, like, if you're not performing, it's on the coach to go to the locker room and someone get you guys fired up. And, like,
oh,
if they have that connection.
Not, it's not for lack of trying. He tries. It's just they just don't perform.
It's like you don't even know the issue, though. Like, it's got to be a curse.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there's, like,
there's some voodoo, like,
it's something. Cause
Brian Burke put some voodoo on you.
They'll get you out of it.
I'm telling you, Brian Burke.
They need an exorcism, that team.
Yeah,
facts. Brian Burke voodooed the friggin' franchise.
He must have.
Matt Sundin.
That guy was a demon.
Matt Sundin.
They did something.
He did something.
Ty Domi.
Yeah, Ty Domi. After he punched that fan in the penalty box.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't blame him. But yeah. Well, that's going to do it for the NHL segment.
Kind of a depressing
special
one.
Segment coming up after a quick MMA segment.
Oh, yes. What you have been waiting for.
No, we're not going to tell them yet.
Josh is going to do a quick rundown of the combat
sport.
Connor's
so excited for this, by the way.
And then we are going to get into. This is where you send it to commercial.
Yeah, okay.
The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box.
CKDJ's longest running show.
I'm Josh, that's Greg, and that is Connor.
For the moment you have all been waiting for. It's time!
That was terrible. That was
so I could, yeah, but I didn't want to really, because it would have, the audio levels. Anyways, Josh could give us some MMA talk, and then we're going
to
get.
Very quickly, so big fights this past weekend. Jack Hermanson lost to Roman Dolides. That fight was very interesting because Roman's kind of been on a tear lately. He's 12-1 in the MMA, and I think he's now 4-0 in the UFC, or maybe has one loss in the UFC. I don't remember. But that was a fight where Hermanson put his ranking on the line against an unranked guy. For a last-minute step-in, he was supposed to fight Derek Brunson, and that fight got canceled, and he lost. It was kind of crazy because he got put in a bad position. He got caught in a calf slicer and just got absolutely beaten to a pulp.
Yeah,
he couldn't
move. If he moved, he would have broke his leg.
Yeah, exactly. So he was kind of just forced to sit there and hopefully survive the round, and he did not. So Roman probably got a ranking today. At the time of the recording, I wouldn't be surprised if he's now inside the top 10 of the middleweights.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to kind of see how he continues to develop and see if he becomes a true contender at 185. Tai Tuivasa got knocked out inside 1 minute against Sergey Pavlovich. What do you mean again?
Well, this is second loss in a row.
Well, yeah, but the last fight was against Gon.
But that was a really good fight.
It was.
And the Gon fight, I feel like probably he took a lot of damage that fight, so that probably did not help his chin. He's a slugger. No. He likes to stand and bang, and he definitely does not.
It hasn't been that long since his last fight.
Yeah, I was shocked that he was allowed to fight so soon.
It was only,
like,
what, 3 months ago?
August or something? September?
I think it was August.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because I remember I was doing the fantasy draft with the boys during that night, and it was in August.
It was actually September 3rd.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, it was 3rd. Very close. It was a few days.
That's basically, you know what? We'll give it to Greg.
It's right there.
So, yeah, he's fought three times already this year. He fought Derek Lewis at the start of the year, Cyril Gane in September, and then he had another fight so quick after, which I was shocked about that he was allowed to. I thought he'd get 6 months suspension. Didn't. And
for fighting so soon?
Yeah, because usually when you get knocked out or TKO'd, you get suspended from the athletic commissions for 6 months.
Yeah, you're not cleared for like a few months.
Yeah, so you're not like now you're not training or anything. But whatever reason, he was allowed to fight, and he got knocked out really quick. Sergey, obviously, is going to be a freak coming into that top five.
Yeah.
Me and Greg were talking, and now that I think about it, Greg, what about him and Curtis Blades?
That's a good fight.
Because Curtis Blades is kind of in a
that is
odd
a
position.
Sick
He's in a weird
name.
Spot because of the Tom
Aspinall. The other fight to make would be Gon and Blades, but I just think Gon wipes the floor with him.
No, I agree.
But then again, I don't know, because Blades can kind of throw his hands down. He's a really good wrestler.
It's true, yeah.
So that'd be an interesting fight.
I mean, we haven't actually seen Blades fight legit, though, even for, like, a bit, no? Because, like, he knocked someone out,
like, a few months ago.
Wasn't his last fight? No.
No, he fought Aspinall last, and then Aspinall tore his ACL
quick. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we haven't really seen him fight in a while.
But then before that, he knocked someone out.
Because I'm saying his last fight, he didn't really get to showcase anything, because literally Tom Aspinall stepped back.
Oh, he knocked out Chris Daukaus.
Yes, I remember that.
In March.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, he hasn't fought in a while because the Tom Aspinall thing wasn't really a fight.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Yeah. Which sucks because obviously Tom Aspinall is going to be out for a while, and he was another guy that's...
And he was rising up, too.
Yeah, he was going to be challenging for the title real soon. RDA got a win this past weekend. That was pretty cool. Submission in the second round.
And then he called out Conor.
Yeah, which I respect. I'd love to see
Conor McGregor
come back.
Oh.
Obviously, there's big issues with him because obviously he's been popping PEDs since he's been out of the USADA pool.
Yeah.
So now he's found a loophole for USADA because they kind of can't pin him for taking PEDs while outside of USADA. So
McGregor?
Yeah,
you see the thing with his face? Everyone's saying he's roided up.
He definitely is, bro. He's walking around like 230 right now probably. It's huge.
He's entering the pool, though. So.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Other big news that happened, TJ Dillashaw officially retired from MMA. Obviously, his last fight against Aljamain Sterling, he had a shoulder injury that apparently his shoulder popped out of his socket 20 times during fight camp. And then that held up the division. Yeah, held up the division. Ultimately, what happened to him in the fight, he popped a shoulder out, lost. So he hangs it up. He's only like 37, so you never know. He could do the Conor method, go rehab, have surgery, pop a bunch of PEDs, and then come back and do USADA pool. But for right now, he's not going to be fighting for at least 2 years. And then the main event, Stephen Thompson versus Kevin Holland. This was a fun fight.
Yep.
Conor, did you watch the fight? Probably not.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, this fight was fun because Kevin Holland stuck to his word and said he wasn't going to wrestle, and he did not wrestle.
And he did end up shooting a few times. He did get a takedown like twice.
After,
and when
after
he had top mount, he said, okay, we're done.
But he broke his hand early in the fight. I think it was like first or second round.
Yeah,
it was
a shame.
I think Wonderboy threw like a spinning kick and he blocked it and it shattered his hand. Fought the rest of the fight, and then going into the fourth round, his corner did the smart thing and called the fight.
I would have been I mean, he couldn't throw his right hand.
I mean, yeah, when I was in the Discord with my friends talking, I told them, like, at this point, you might as well just throw it. Like, It's already been two rounds. If you're going to try and win this fight, throw it. If not, yeah, go down. Like, don't stop taking damage. He got paid, obviously, but Wonderboy looked really good in that fight. Yeah, yeah. Not going to lie. He still looks like he's an elite 170 guy.
Yeah.
Probably kind of a gatekeeper at this point, but overall, pretty fun card.
Yeah, it was decent.
And that leads us to the upcoming card, but we're not going to get into that. We'll talk about that next week, and we're going to get into what Connor's really been waiting for forever. So some backstory to this. Prime hydration drink officially came to Canada.
Wait, this does have to do with combat sports. You know, two legendary boxers came together to make
it. Yeah. These guys had beef. If you guys don't know, Logan Paul, KSI, they had beef before.
Legendary box.
Legendary.
Squash that beef, and now they have this hydration drink called Prime.
And we've been on a tear comparing things and having debates at the end of their our show, even though last week it didn't really pan out. But we have the now iconic, infamous lettuce pizza sub debate. We have three flavors here: blue raspberry, tropical punch, and lemon lime.
Yes.
The boys are each going to grab one and then shuffle them around, and we're going to.
So yeah, pretty much what happened was I went to go get something from the gas station, and I was like, I looked down and I see Prime, and I was like, whoa, this came to Canada. So I told the boys I'd get some for us for the show next week, and then they sold out at the gas station near me. So then I was like, oh man, we need to find this before it's gone. So before the show started, I was spam calling people to try and find this. And then one spot was like, yeah, we still have some. And we're like, we got up, sprinted out of the studio as fast as any of us ever ran in our life. And why'd you drink it already?
I didn't. I smelled it.
Okay, good. And then, we sprinted out, got in my car, went, picked it up. I was like 2 minutes from school. Connor did some hooligan stuff.
They gave us a sign. It was great.
Yeah, they gave us a free sign.
Yeah. So that was
pretty cool. And then, so now we're here. So we're going to try some. Greg has not tried it yet. Connor's had it. I've tried all the
flavors. I haven't had the blue raspberry.
Except for grape. I haven't tried it.
You haven't had the Greg flavor? Damn, coming out soon.
I don't think I ever will. But, so anyways.
I got blue raspberry. It smells good.
He's got blue raspberry. I got tropical punch. Okay. And Greg got the lemon lime. So,
are you ready?
I didn't ask for it, but I just got it.
Well, we're tropical punch?
Well, no, you can. No, let me switch anyway.
Are you ready?
Are we waterfalling?
Out of respect for each other, yes.
Okay.
Because
Josh had two junior chickens the other week, so I get to waterfall this.
Not, okay. Okay. I just had the lemon lime. Okay. Not my favorite. Because I'm not
usually. He hasn't even tried the other ones. Not my favorite.
No, I'm saying. I'm
trying at the bottom of his lip.
I'm saying I don't like this.
It's what we got lemon into lime, last.
Lemon lime, bottom.
You got in this a lot, 2 weeks ago?
Yep. So my blue raspberry, it's a little watery. It's like blue Gatorade if you took out all the sugar. So it's not bad.
Yeah.
We're on to the lemon lime.
I mean that the lemon lime honestly just tastes like any other lemon lime drink.
Tropical punch is fire because the thing I hate about usually fruit punchy things is that it's way too sugary. That is the perfect amount of sugar.
This one smells good as well.
It just tastes like every lemon.
I'm now on to the lemon lime, Josh. What do you got?
You've had that one though, no?
It's been a while though. Okay. You don't want to ruin the experience for the listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, rotated. Yeah. Greg on tropical punch.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on blue raspberry.
Oh yeah.
Lemon lime is nice.
I like the blue raspberry the most out of all of them. We didn't get the pop one, which is unfortunate.
There's no sugar in them, but
2 grams of sugar.
They are kind of sweet though.
Or there's 2 grams of sugar, but they do taste kind of sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that's just because of like the electrolytes and all the final coloring and stuff like that.
Final rotation, tropical punch for me, Greg's on blue raspberry, and then lemon lime for Josh.
Yeah. So my favorite.
Oh, this one smells good.
It does smell good. Yeah, that one's good.
The ice pop is probably one of my favorites. I like the blue raspberry a lot too.
Oh.
This one's my least favorite.
Tropical punch.
Yeah, that one's.
But let me tell you, get some rum in these bad boys. Oh, man.
If you're legal drinking age.
Yeah.
Tropical punch is very good. Very good.
All right. So blue.
Okay, yeah. Give us your rankings first, Greg.
Okay, so I'm going. So I think number one for me is tropical punch.
Yeah.
What is this? Blue raspberry. Number two.
Yeah.
And then that's for definitely last for me.
Fair enough.
So the thing is with these, they obviously, I thought they would kind of just taste the same as Gatorade, even though they don't have that much sugar. No, they don't. It's like it's weird. It's not like. It's like it's definitely like artificial sweetener type of thing that they put in there because it's like. It definitely doesn't taste like real of anything. It's just like fake like sweetener. There's 2 grams of sugar, so it's good. But
NCAAs.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't even know what that is, to be honest.
If you work out, you know.
But
which I obviously do because I am jacked.
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna go a tropical punch first.
Yeah.
And then lemon lime.
Yeah.
And, then blue raspberry. I think.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like this one I was kind of.
I was excited for that.
I thought
think
this
I
would be
down.
Better than what it is.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But it's still nice. Like none of them are bad.
Good, yeah.
None of them are objectively
bad. None of them are definitely
bad. They both taste good. But I think I'm gonna go fruit punch, lemon lime, blue raspberry.
So I'm actually going blue raspberry because I'm just a big fan of blue raspberry
you can
stuff.
Have this one, then.
Blue raspberry, tropical punch, and then lemon lime. But if ice pop was here, it'd probably be blue raspberry, ice pop, that one.
See, we need
and
to,
then
we need
lemon.
To get older, we need,
and then yeah, I need to track down grape. Yeah, when grape comes, we'll probably have to get Greg back to Ottawa to try this stuff because
it's good.
The grape is fire.
It doesn't make your teeth feel sugary.
Yeah,
it
that's the thing I like
exactly,
the most about
yeah.
it.
Because a lot of like Gatorade, Powerade, just any type of soft drink, when you can feel like the sugar on your teeth, which is always uncomfortable.
This tastes good freezing cold. It's a little lukewarm.
See,
but
I feel like if all these were cold, they would taste way better. That's the thing.
I was shocked that they don't have them in the fridges yet. But they only have them.
Yeah,
like,
they just had them on
stands.
The stand there.
Honestly, overall rating?
I think that's more just like display. Like they want people to know they have
yeah.
them, but.
8 out of 10
for me.
8 out of 10 for me.
For all of them? Okay, rate each of them by 10. Or just like the drink as an objective.
I think all of them just like 8,
yeah.
9 out of 10. Like I think they're better than Gatorade.
You would take these over Gatorade?
100%.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. If they get larger bottle sizes.
See, I need to taste the cold because I feel like it's entirely different cold.
I can tell these would taste good cold.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, and not 8 out of 10 for me on the whole thing as a whole. They're all good, so.
Price is a little expensive.
Yeah,
yeah,
$3.
Like, what,
bucks.
$4 for these?
Yeah.
Each. They're still marked up. They're still marked up.
No, but they're going to be like that in Canada specifically just because.
You know, inflation, you know, supply chain issues. We've all been there.
If we find, you know what? If we find the grape and the ice pop before next show, we'll bring more in next show. And
well,
see.
The grape, I don't think, hit Canada yet.
The grape isn't going to.
They, every, like when I went into the gas station by my house, they all had.
Keep going.
Keep talking.
They all had ice pop, blue raspberry, lemon lime, and tropical. But yeah, no, anyways, these drinks, fire. Good investment, $11 down the drain, but that's okay. They're fire. We have a new addition to the studio as well.
Yeah, we do have a nice sign now.
Anyways, is that how much we got? That pretty well do it.
You know, yeah, we can pretty much end here.
Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode of the Press Box.
I think we all agree
left.
That the drink is what, 8? Is 8 the number we're going for?
That's what it is. They're sweet with Sucralose.
Good old Sucralose. You know, it never fails.
Sucralose? I don't know.
But, I'm about to go play Greg and Madden, kick his kick his bum. Kick his bum.
What time is it?
And,
6:30.
Oh, I got to watch a Leaf game, dude.
Well, we better hurry up. Thank you guys so much for this weekend in the Press Box. Chicago Blackhawks, check your mail.
All right, yeah, we'll see you next week.